I'll now call the regular city council meeting in the city of Palmer to order of October 24th. And Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Councilmember Pete LaFrance.
Here.
Councilmember Brad Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember David Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs.
Here.
Councilmember Steve Carrington.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best.
Here.
Mayor Edna DeVries.
Here.
All members present, we have a quorum.
Thank you. And for tonight, you will have to do all roll call for those people that weren't here for the first meeting. And so that's why the clerk will be doing the voting for us. So if you all stand, and Deputy Mayor Best, would you lead us in the pledge?
Certainly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda, including the approval of the consent agenda and the approval of minutes from September 26th and October 9th. What is the wishes of the council?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Councilman Fuller that the agenda be approved as presented to us. Any objections, comments, amendments? Okay, Madam Clerk, would you take the roll for the vote?
Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
Okay. The agenda has been approved, and that included the approval of the consent agenda and the approval of the minutes. The next item on our agenda is communications and appearance request, and I believe the city clerk has input for us on this item.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Mm-hmm. I received a call from Chair Dan Lucas this early afternoon. He has fallen ill and will not be able to attend tonight, but did send his regards and apologies for not being able to make it, and wanted to let the council know that their focus has been on Title 17, reviewing Title 17 as you guys have asked them to do. And so that's what he just wanted to reassure you that that's what they're focusing on and what they would be reporting back in the future on.
Okay. All right. Okay. So does any of the council members have anything they would like the clerk to relay to the planning and zoning, or to have the city manager relay to them questions you would have asked this evening or comments that you would have made that you would like to have returned to the P&Z committee? Okay. All righty. Okay. Thank you. Okay, the next item on our agenda then is the city manager's report. Sir, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is the staff analysis of the data from the police department and some other departments. And this data is for August. It's for September, even though we're October. So it's compared to August. So total calls for the police department in September were 605, which are down significantly from August. That was due to the extra enforcement for the fair. And our call breakdown is back to where it generally sits, with about 30% for traffic-related, 22% for checks, which are both welfare and property, and then 17% for citizen assistance, and then 30% for other. Other is up a little bit more than normal between the citizen's assistance and other, but it's not abnormal. Looking at the fire department, a note that rescue font is about right finally. Calls were up for in August, mostly in rescue, up almost 9 calls, and then good intents were up about 4, but generally still pretty steady, although it was higher than August. Looking at community development for the library, up slightly from last month. If you recall, last month was down slightly, primarily due to the fair and school starting. Didn't have as many programs. However, it's picked back up in September. Where our programs, especially for children's programs, are back up, and then community events, the participation is up again as well. Building and compliance letters remain about the same that we send out. I don't suspect that will change too much with snow. We have a program now where we're doing regular inspections, so keep an eye on those that have been habitual problems, and then also for anything that crops up new. Looking at the building department for September. Again, we're holding steady. That's about the ninth lowest year in the last 10, where 2008 was actually our lowest year in a while. Nothing significant to report this year or this month other than it continues to remain steady for where we see things at a lower pace than normal. I shouldn't say normal, at a lower pace than previous years. And then the golf course. Golf course is now officially closed to play due to the cold temperatures. September was not a high month. It was actually down from August. And again, due to the temperatures and some of the rain we had out there. Additional items, the Mat-Su Borough sales tax, I don't know if it's an actual committee, but it's a group, met yesterday. It's a group of volunteers selected by the borough manager. Most of the discussion yesterday was on offsetting property tax with sales tax, confirming that it's a borough tax and not a school tax. There was some requests for information from some of the folks for the next meeting. They're going to meet for the next four Mondays with a final meeting December 4th to either vote or decide on what the assembly will get in their next regular assembly meeting in December. And the borough staff will put together whatever this group comes up with or what guidance they are given. And there'll be some type of pool or polling from the group on the December 4th meeting. And that's where the vote kind of sort of comes in, so that the borough manager can report back to the assembly on what this group has either recommended or what their thoughts are on whatever the future sales tax to generate revenue for the borough that will help pay for school funding. Also, on another note from the borough, yes.
Do we know who's in that group?
I can send a list of the groups. Each city has a representative, which was me at the last meeting. They've asked from a city administration standpoint. The others were, I'm not sure how he selected them, but they're citizens that represent parts of the borough that he thought should be represented. So I can send that letter to the rest of the council on who those members are.
Let's be truthful and really, we were not in the original committee, neither the city of Houston or the city of Palmer. City of Wasilla was, and we did not find out till last Thursday afternoon that they were then, when they, either they realized it and we realized it, and so then we were added. They meet on Monday afternoon from 3 to 5, and so that's the story behind the story. So we are there, and the city manager is getting embarrassed because we have to tell the truth. I mean, yes. we were slighted in the thing. We were supposed to, the assembly told the city, the borough manager to work with the cities and with this public community. And so, anyway, so that's where we are. And Councilman Fuller, I think you had your light on.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I was going to hold all my questions to the end, but so. They meet from three to five on Mondays, every Monday? For the next four Monday, where at?
It's at the borough conference room.
Borough conference room. And then do we have direct input, or are we just as part of the audience, the city of Palmer?
Well, I think, you know, we do have a resolution that the city council has adopted. Mm-hmm. And so as far as I'm concerned, that is the input that will come from the city. Mm-hmm. If the council wants to have some additional input or to change that, then it would need to be a matter that would come before this council, and the council then would give the city manager a different direction.
Convenience.
Okay.
What was that?
Madam Mayor.
Councilman Fuller, did you have something else?
Give me one second. Go
okay,
ahead.
Yes. Deputy Mayor Best.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Mayor, and mm-hmm. Thank you, Councilman Fuller. Is that meeting an open-to-the-public meeting, or is it a group that is being sequestered away from the public to have a recommendation and to have that come forward to the borough?
I don't know that sequestered would be the term, but it's a manager-appointed committee. So the borough attorney was there, My assumption is it's not subject to OMA, but I don't know what. I mean, that'd be a question, I guess, for the borough to answer. But as the mayor stated, the cities of Houston and Palmer weren't on the original invite list. I don't know if that was an intentional oversight or not. However, the first meeting, I was the only city representative from either of the three cities, which was odd.
Could I do a follow-up?
Sure. Yeah.
I'd like to have a little input of the attorney, his understanding of that meeting.
I have no understanding of the meeting because I know nothing about it. And generally speaking, at least from a theoretical perspective, as far as the manager appointing the committee, I don't know if it's staff or whether it's a formal committee. Typically, if it's a committee, it would be subject to the Open Meetings Act based on the definition contained in 44-62-310. So having not studied the issue with any sort of depth, I can't really speak to it with authority, aside from speaking very generally about my understanding of the OMA and its requirements. So we can examine that further if that's the wish of the council to investigate that issue.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And the reason why I asked our attorney is because this is a gentleman that, in his professional experience, teaches classes on open meetings. So that's a pretty good opinion to have, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Councilman Fuller, did you have some follow-up?
I just had a question. How many people are on the committee in total? Do you know?
I think there was 12, at least at that first sitting. It included one representative from the school district, and that's all the school had was one representative, and the rest were citizens representing, I guess, various portions the borough thought they were representing.
Councilman Fuller.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I know I'm killing you with crazy questions, but do you know if the minutes are available for that meeting and where would I go to find them? And then I got a follow-up.
I'd venture to say that there are no minutes.
Okay. And then my next question. So you attended the meeting. Is the tone of the meeting, in your opinion, is the borough looking to sell the sales tax? Are they looking for alternate means to raise the revenue for the school district? Are they looking at the funding formula that they've got in their ordinance that they're not following currently? I guess what I'm asking is what they're addressing.
My understanding from that meeting was they were to take what was presented 6 months ago and either come back with a recommendation for a sales tax of some sort, either a redrafted ordinance or to do nothing. There was no information. The discussion wasn't how to sell this. Although there was discussion, if this goes forward, historically this hasn't worked. So that was part of the discussion. But I guess the manager's point is to get some kind of input so that he can take something back to the assembly for a discussion or to put on the ballot. I'm really not sure what guidance he got from the assembly, even having been there that night, what is expected of this group, other than to provide input on what other people think besides the school and the cities.
Okay, so thank you, Madam Mayor. So basically it's safe to say then they're not even exploring any other funding options or looking at collecting tax that they're not collecting right now or enforcing any of the stuff that basically they have at their disposal. They're just looking at a sales tax.
There was discussion on other forms of revenue and what might be legal, but the conversation was brought back to the sales tax.
Okay. Further question? Okay, why don't you proceed with your... Do you have more on your report, sir?
Just the last piece, another borough item.
Do you want to say it?
Yeah. So the borough is exploring a potential road bond package very early in its exploratory stages. They had a survey, I think they still have the survey up, left over from the Capital or the Mat-Su Borough Transportation Projects Fair, asking the citizens what projects they thought were priority for roads and road improvements, and that has kind of turned into, now that we've got some input, how do we fund it, what do we do, so they're exploring that avenue. And the only two that were really for Palmer, Greater Palmer, that were on that list were Hemmer Road, completing that road from Bogard to Palmer Wasilla, and then completing Felton from the high school across to Palmer Wasilla. And the Hemmer Road would include updating portions of Moose Drive as well. So those are the only two that were in our area on their list of voting, per se, in their survey. I don't know where if this will have legs with the assembly, but that's just kind of brewing in the background. So if you hear something about a survey for roads at the borough, that's kind of what they're doing with that thought right now. So if any questions, that's all I've got for tonight.
Councilman Hanson?
I just have a couple of quick questions on how you nominate new roads for the borough's transportation and bond package. Was there a mechanism for that, or are they going to use their old data?
I think they're using their old data. We discussed, as part of the conversation, the Public Works Director and I went to their capital projects on what roads could we nominate. Were city roads eligible? And really, they were focused more on connector roads, connecting Bogard, connecting Connecticut's Bay. They weren't completely off to having city roads in there, because they're going to have to get the support of Palmer citizens as part of this package, and Felton and Hemmer may not completely do it for them. So there's still opportunity to nominate portions of city roads for that as well.
And is there a deadline for when the survey closes, the input?
The survey, I believe, closes sometime around the 1st of November. So they have 12, I think there's 12 roads on there that are asking to be ranked, but folks can go in and add roads that they felt necessary. And it's kind of like a writing campaign.
Okay. Is there a link on the borough website? So
there should be a link from the borough website. I think it comes up on there. Okay. When you come to their homepage, it's one of the scroll-throughs that talks about the survey for roads.
Okay. And these would be projects that would be 100% funded by the bond, no monies from either state or feds?
That's their initial impression is, or the initial take is fully funded by bonds. If they can use that for matching of some sort, they would pursue that. But the initial thought is bond funded.
Okay. Questions from the council regarding the manager's report? Okay. City clerk's report?
I have no report this evening.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, on my report. I'm sorry.
Mayor,
go ahead, sir.
Can we go back to the manager? I apologize.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So, I'm a pretty community-minded person, and we had the city assets being utilized to put up the red ball on top of the tower, the water tower, which is a privately owned piece of property. And I think that's a great task. And it would have been nice if, you know, much like we have the community grants kind of stuff, this is a city assets and city personnel being utilized to do a project on private property. And I think those kind of questions, when we're putting our personnel and equipment at risk, just like I did when we had a community member come and ask for the city to help take down fencing on a piece of private property that sits right next to us a couple years ago. I think those are questions, good questions to have brought before the city council before we commit city assets. To do tasks, or, you know, even as feel good as they are, it's still something that we should take and have brought before the city council. And I'd like to ask the city manager, do we have any further projects that are being looked at currently right now? And I know that I've seen some photos of lights up on the tower, and I don't know that we had any interaction with that project at all, but I think that we might have the only piece of equipment that can reach up that high. But I'm concerned that we're getting to a point where city assets and personnel are being utilized in a manner that might or might not be to the wishes of the council.
Go ahead, sir.
There are no further projects of this sort on the agenda at this point. The tower was a two-phase project, put the ball on top and then assist with getting the Christmas lights on. If it's a desire of the council to approve those types of activities, that's fine. Just I can do that. At that point, I didn't think it was something that would require that. I thought the council would generally support that. We do have procedures in place for volunteers. The firemen didn't all put the it was supervising the equipment, but the activity itself was done by private citizens. So it was definitely a public-private partnership on for that activity. But if the council desires to approve those type things, then we can bring them to the council for that.
Okay. Councilman Hanson?
Hey, Councilman Hanson. I don't see the Felton extension on the borough's website. So is that, I'm hoping that, because I mean, that ought to be our number one, but I'm hoping that's just, I'm not looking in the right spot. So could you just, at some point, update us on that?
I'll check and see if that was our number one project. From the city, in our discussions, number one was Felton. Number two was Dogwood, actually, because Hemmer was already a project that was started. In our mind, it should have been finished. It just hasn't been. So it's not, again, my point was it's not a new project. Get it done. But they're considering it a new project, I guess, because they're starting from scratch. But Felton was the city's number one, Dogwood number two. But I'll check and see if it's on the survey. And if you don't see it, then I'll verify again with the Capital folks that those are our requests.
Okay. Yeah, because it was my understanding the reason they didn't do Hemmer when they did the first part of Hemmer was because of a right-of-way question. It wasn't, you know, like Felton where they already have the right-of-way. It's just a matter of constructing. So to have that on the list, I wonder if they have worked out that right-of-way question or not. That
was on their list. Yeah. I did not see Felton.
Right. But what I'm saying is, was my understanding the reason Hemmer isn't in there right now was because there was a right-of-way that the borough was not able to purchase or come to an agreement to purchase. So that was my concern, is if that roadblock has, you know, been resolved or not. So anyway, okay. Go ahead, sir.
Their thought may be to add more money so they can resolve it with the bond.
Yeah. Money settles a lot of things, I guess, right?
And Felton is also a project that's already on the books. It was part of the Eastern Terminus that got moved to phase two. Mm-hmm. So it's not, once again, it's not a new project. It was a state project that the borough potentially could take on. So that's how that came about with the borough.
Yeah. Madam Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
And I apologize again. Okay. So this was an item that was placed on the table for us, but there's information in here that we don't have any meeting set up for. So if we could address this in the manager's meeting as well. That was that email that was sent out.
That was for budget?
Correct, budget. But there was some question that was answered on this that was asked at our last meeting about light poles and that kind of stuff.
Okay. If there's questions, we can answer them now.
Well, it's just not clear as to, for those who weren't here at the meeting, of what, like the MEA streetlights, wooden poles throughout town, streetlights, poles in Brittany Estates, and the city pays electricity. It might be not clear to the general public of what that is indicating.
Okay, so there's a handout that was passed out at the budget meeting. Actually, it was prior to the budget meeting, based on a request for information at the last budget session. The first item was a question on dispatch revenue versus expenditures. I don't have a copy in front of me. There's a question on the Parks Improvement Fund, and that'll be discussed in the future when we get to capital funds. There was a question after the meeting about MEA streetlights. MEA streetlights in the city that aren't owned by the city of Palmer, but are maintained by Matanuska Electric Association. So throughout the city, there's 79 wooden poles, and they're not in any particular area. There's 79, and we pay the electricity for those, although the MEA does the maintenance. And then there's other poles. They look like our normal poles. They're metal in Brittany Estates primarily, and there's 23 of those. So those combined come to 102 light poles that MEA owns and maintains, but the city pays the electricity for. So that's for that piece. And then the final piece is the airport transfer in slash loan. And it goes back for the last 4 years on how much the city has either transferred in cash or transferred in for operations, and then potential loan for a water sewer payoff. So that's outlined there. So if everything is approved as projected, the airport will be in debt of well over $700,000 that we can work with the FAA on converting to some, either to a land purchase or typically not for grant matching, but that is a potential potential option as well, although that's not generally done. So that should capture that whole page.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions or comments to the city manager? Councilman Combs, do you have anything that you would like to ask the city manager?
I did have one question, and that was if on your reports, like with the golf course and community development and police department, if it's not too much to ask, if we could compare it to the same month from the previous year, because I'm always going to expect that golf rounds are down from September to August, but it'd be nice to know how we compare to previous years.
No, we can do that. That's something I can add to the report.
Thank you.
From the council. Okay. The next item on the agenda, and you said you had nothing to report. You discovered anything since
about
10 minutes ago?
I could let you guys know. The department or the Division of Election will be sending out a notice to registered voters through the PFD program. This was voted upon last year and was approved. And so if you hear from anyone that they've received a notice with basically registration update information, there's going to be a couple of different postcards sent out to them. They'll have to check some boxes, do some, you know, communicating back to Division of Election. Just let them know that it's through the PFD. They got their information through the PFD application. They're trying to update their system because currently the two systems don't communicate together. And to respond to the postcard and to feel free to call the Division of Election if they have any questions or go to their website. It's also information on their website. And the Division of Election is looking into a program to help these two communicate so that when we submit our application for the PFD, we'll be able to, it will have this automatic update and checking and whatnot. Because not everyone who obviously submits an application or gets a PFD is a qualified voter. So there's a lot of extra checks and balances that they're having to do right now. So I can send you guys some more detail on that, exactly what the notice says, things of that nature, if you wish. But that is going out in the next few weeks. So if you hear some information, just let people know. They can call Division of Election.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the mayor's report, and you have a copy of my written report. Some additional things that I wanted to add. And I checked earlier with the city manager, and the donation for the auction for AML, he has that taken care of, so that will be taken care of. That was one of the directions a while ago. The Palmer Chamber has, I will be presenting a couple of times over the next couple months. On the 8th of November is the Small Business Saturday presentation, and we have done a proclamation for that, and I will be reading that at the Chamber. And then on the 13th of December, the Chamber has asked me to come and do a yearly update, so I will be doing that. And so if there's anything you want me to be sure and touch in that, be sure and let me know. And it's my understanding that the legislative and assembly meeting scheduled for November 1st is still on track. And that's at 10 o'clock at the Wasilla Library. Today was brought to my attention that Sharon Russell, I guess, is finally going to retire. 51 years. And as I look across in the room, I think probably either many of you, and I know my children were all taught by her, so I don't know exactly what the city will do. And talking to the superintendent's office today, they of course will be doing something special for her, but I think we probably should do something too. And whether we'll do it at a council meeting or whether we'll do it, you know, at Palmer Pride or something like that. So if you have ideas, just let me know. Because I think that's probably a milestone, not only in the school district locally, but probably even maybe in the state. And so we want to be sure and recognize her. So then I have gotten two invitations since I did the written report. Alaska Family Services and the Mat-Su Special Santa Program have invited us to a meeting on November 7th, which is a Tuesday night at 6:30, and 7 o'clock is a membership meeting. So I will be responding. And of course, that's our council meeting, and so we would not be able to attend. Then I got a flyer from a holiday craft workshop that's being conducted at Charter College in Wasilla. It's beginners crochet and cross stitch classes, and they started on October 4th, and I think that just came in a couple days ago, right? So anyway, so if somebody, if you want to make some Christmas presents or something, you can. I'll pass this out to you. Any questions or comments from my report? Okay, the next item on the agenda is the city attorney's report. Sir, do you have a report for us?
No, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Anybody have any questions to the city attorney besides anything that's on the agenda? Okay. The next item on the agenda is audience participation. Anybody in the audience is welcome to come and address the council for 3 minutes for themselves and 5 minutes if they're representing a group. And you can talk about anything that's on the agenda or anything of interest to you that you feel the city council should know. And with that, I'll open up audience participation. You can just come forth to the mic. There's a place to sign in there also. So anyone would like to address the council? Seeing nobody, I will close audience participation, and then we will proceed to public hearings. The first public hearing this evening is resolution number 18-001, adopting a budget for the city of Palmer, Alaska for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2018, and ending December 31st, 2018, and appropriating monies. Do you want a staff report or anything before just open the public hearing? Okay. With that, I open the public hearing for resolution 18-001. If anybody would like to address the council on this particular resolution, please come forth. Does the council have any objection to me closing the public hearing? Okay, seeing none, the public hearing for resolution 18-001 is now closed. Now we need to, for the council to decide if on the resolutions for the budget you want to adopt them now or you want to wait until we have the final figures after we have had all the presentations and made any recommendations, or do you prefer to have a motion to adopt subject to amendments as we proceed through the budget hearings? What's the council's wishes? If not, I guess we'll move on to the next public hearing. Okay, the next public hearing is resolution 18-002, adopting the 2018 City of Palmer Employee Pay Plan. This public hearing is now open on resolution 18-002. Anyone can come forth and address the City Council regarding this resolution. Does the Council have any objections to closing the public hearing? Okay, the public hearing for resolution 18-002 is now closed. The next item on our agenda is a public hearing for resolution number 18-003, adopting the 2018 fee schedule for the City of Palmer for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2018, and ending December 31st, 2018. The public hearing for resolution 18-003 is now open. Anyone can come forth and testify regarding this resolution. Does the council have any objections to closing the public hearing? The public hearing on Resolution 18-003 is now closed. The next item on our agenda is a public hearing for Resolution 18-004, adopting a 2018 fine schedule for the City of Palmer for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2018 and ending December 31st, 2018. The public hearing is now open for Resolution 18-004. Anyone that could wants to come forth to address the council regarding this Resolution 18-004 can come forth at this time. Does the council have any objections to closing the public hearing? The public hearing on Resolution 18-004 is now closed. The next item is public hearing on Resolution number 18-005, adopting the five-year capital improvement program for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2018 and ending December 31st, 2018. The public hearing on Resolution 18-005 is now open. Anyone that would like to address Resolution 18-005, please come forth to address the council. Is there any objections from the council regarding closing the public hearing? Okay, public hearing for Resolution number 18-005 is now closed. The next item is action memorandum. Action memorandum number 17-069, confirming the mayor's nomination of Jeff Helmrichs and Joyce Momarts to the Airport Advisory Commission with a term ending October 31st, 2020. What is the council's wishes?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Councilman Carrington that action memorandum 17-069, the appointments to the Airport Advisory Commission, be approved. Questions, comments, amendments by the council? Yes, Councilman Best.
I'm pleased to see Mr. Helmrichs and Joyce Momarts to continue their service to the City of Palmer and with their passions of to be on the Airport Advisory Commission.
Yes, thank you. Both have served for a period of time and were both highly recommended again to be reappointed. So, any further questions or comments regarding Action Memorandum 17-069? Okay, Madam Clerk, would you take the roll for the vote, please?
Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is Action Memorandum number 17-070, confirming the mayor's nomination of Kelly Turney and Barbara Hunt to the Board of Economic Development with a term ending October 31st, 2020. Okay.
Second.
It's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Councilman Fuller that Action Memorandum number 17-070 be approved. Questions, comments, amendments by the council? Okay, Madam Clerk, would you take the roll?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
Okay. The next item is Action Memorandum number 17-071, confirming the mayor's nomination of Stephanie Allen, Dave Dodd, and Wes Roth with terms ending October 31st, 2020, and Sally Pollan with the term ending October 31st, 2019, to the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resource Advisory Board. What is the wishes of the council?
Move to second.
Okay, it's been moved by Deputy Mayor Best and seconded by Councilman Fuller that Action Memorandum number 17-071 be approved. Questions, comments, amendments by the council? Okay, Madam Clerk, would you take the roll for the vote, please?
Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes. Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is action memorandum number 17-072, confirming the mayor's nomination of Dan Lucas and Gene Ornquist with terms ending October 31st, 2020, and Richard Benedito with a term ending October 31st, 2019 for the appointment to the Planning and Zoning Commission. What is the wishes of the council?
Move to approve, Madam Mayor.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilman Best and seconded by Councilman Carrington to approve action memorandum 17-072. Questions, comments, amendments by the council? Okay, Madam Clerk, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
The next item is action memorandum 17-073, appointing a council member to serve as an ex-official member on the Board of Economic Development for a term expiring October 31st, 2018. What is the council's wishes?
I'd like to nominate Councilman Best.
Okay. And that would be to approve the action memorandum with that name in the memorandum, correct?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay, so action memorandum 17-073 with the nomination of Deputy Mayor Best be approved. Councilman Carrington moved and Councilman Hansen seconded. Questions, comments, amendments by the council? Okay, Madam Clerk, would you take the roll, please, for the vote?
Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
Okay. The next item is action memorandum 17-074, approving Robin Schroeder, is that how you pronounce her name? As the winner of the City of Palmer Bicycle Rack Design Competition and awarding $200 to the winner and authorizing the installation of the bicycle racks of the winning design. What is the wishes of the council?
We have an abstention.
We have a what?
We have an abstention declaration.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pardon me. I would just like to note that Robin Schroeder is actually my wife, so I should remove myself from this.
Well, you could have gotten it by me, because I had no idea. Okay, all right. So is there any objection to him abstaining from the vote? Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah. Go out and have another sandwich. Go have another sandwich. Okay, so what is the wishes on action memorandum 17-074?
Move to approve.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, the motion to approve action memorandum number 17-074 by Councilman Fuller and seconded by Councilman Carrington be approved. Questions, comments, amendments by the City Council?
I just have one question.
Council,
08-01-10-7169. How much money is in that account?
I think $1,450.
Is that it? That's all the money that's in there?
That's correct. That was money that was collected through donations. That's all that fund is.
And that's enough to do four bike racks?
It's enough to do these four bike racks, unless the council desires a different design, plus the award of $200. You can.
Further questions or comments or amendments by the council? Okay. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I want to point out Councilmember Pete LaFrance is abstaining.
Okay.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Motion passes 6 yes, 1 abstention.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is action memorandum 17-075, Let the record show that Councilman LaFrance has rejoined us at the table. Approving a council community grant in the amount of $1,200 to the Greater Palmer Chamber of Commerce to support Small Business Saturday on November 25th, 2017. Okay, what is the wishes of the council? Councilman Fuller?
Move to approve, but I've got something else too.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay, Councilman Fuller has moved to approve action memorandum number 17-075 and it's been seconded by Councilman Hansen. And Councilman Fuller, you had a comment.
Madam Mayor, just want to let everybody know, my wife is part of the Small Business Saturday that this is going to. So I don't know if that's going to be a big deal. I spoke with the city attorney about it. He says it benefits a group that she's a part of, so... Okay. I have no problem moving away.
Okay. So she is a part of a business that will participate but is not a direct recipient of the $1,250?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
What is the council's wishes? The council have any desires? Okay. All right. Okay, then the motion before you is to approve action memorandum number 17-075. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll for the vote, please?
Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. The next item is action memorandum number 17-076, supporting the community efforts to pursue the All-American City Award by directing staff to pay the $250 application fee. What is the wishes of the council? Is there any wishes of the council? Okay, and so that dies then for lack of action by the council. Okay, the next item is action memorandum number 17-077, approving the cancellation of the November 14th, 2017 regular council meeting. What is the wishes of the council? This is the night before the Alaska Municipal League meeting, which is going to be taking place in Anchorage. So that's the reason for the public to know. That's the reason for the action memorandum. And so what is the wishes of the council? Deputy Mayor Best?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And what day is that? So that's Tuesday.
That's Tuesday.
And the only function that's going on at AML is that the mayor's dinner?
Mayor's reception.
Reception?
The mayor's meeting is supposed to be over at 4 that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I think there is a mayor's reception that evening. But that's the only item that's on, because the opening ceremonies for AML, for the general AML, is the next morning. Now, on Monday, I think, is the city manager's, or is it on Tuesday?
And Mayor, the manager's dinner is Monday night, and the manager's meeting ends at 5 on Tuesday.
At 5 on Tuesday, okay. So those are the only two acts. Oh, and the clerk. Go ahead, Madam Clerk.
The City Clerks Association conference is starting on Sunday and goes through, the classes end about 5 o'clock, but then we have our annual reception and banquet that night on Tuesday night.
On Tuesday night. Okay, so that's for the clerks at that time. So those are the people that would be affected if we did have a meeting that night. And then what about the city attorneys, Mike? When are you guys meeting there?
They're usually Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday, okay. Monday and that's when, because I think, Councilman Combs, are you going to attend the newly elected officials training?
Yes, I will be, and that's Monday and Tuesday as well.
Okay, and do you know what time on Tuesday that ends?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor.
That ends about 4:35 o'clock.
It runs about 5 o'clock.
Okay, about 5 o'clock. Okay. So those would be the people, and all of those meetings, of course, are in Anchorage. So what is the wishes of the council?
Actually, Madam Mayor, I have a question of staff, of the clerk and manager. Mm-hmm. Do we have any time-sensitive items that need to be addressed that would be at that meeting?
Currently, at this time, we have nothing slated for the November 14th agenda. We have one item that is in my box that can wait till the 28th for an introduction. It's an ordinance for introduction to amend the zoning map. And that's it. So if we have the November 14th meeting, we would have an introduction of the ordinance on consent agenda, and that would be the only item on the agenda. And reports, you know, the usual stuff.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
There's nothing pending unless the action later tonight gets postponed.
Okay. So what is the wishes of the council? Do they want any more information, or how do you want to handle action memorandum number 17-077?
I move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved that action memorandum 17-77 be approved by Councilman Combs and seconded by Councilman Fuller. Discussion, questions, amendments?
Madam Mayor, yes, I think it might be a little presumptuous of us to vote on this if there's going to be discussion that could be affected by this in the later, if we could just postpone this until after we have dealt with the continued business and then have that vote, I would feel more comfortable.
Okay, so you want to postpone to move that item to the last item of business in tonight's agenda?
That would be my suggestion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Can we just do it by suggestion, or do we need to have a vote on that motion to move it, the item?
To table it just to the next, I believe that doesn't matter.
No, we're not table it to the next meeting.
Just to continue business, J2.
Right, yes, right.
Oh, uh-huh. I'm getting my little handy table here.
Since we have already approved the agenda, it would be an amendment to the agenda.
Yep.
We do need a motion.
I say we take a motion.
Okay.
Or we have the motion, Richard Best and Steve Carrington. Did you just second that? Did I hear you second that one? So it's...
Well, I think he made the suggestion. He didn't say move, so that's...
Got it.
So that was my question.
Good.
So can we change that to a move?
Yes.
Okay. And is that agreeable
second.
With the second? Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So the item before us is to move action memorandum 17-077 to item J2 in tonight's meeting. Is there questions, comments, amendments by the council? Okay. Would you take the roll for the vote, please,
yes,
ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
Okay. So the next item on our agenda is continued business, resolution 17-023. Authorizing the city manager to negotiate and enter into a 4-year agreement with Motorola Solutions to lease purchase radio and computer aid dispatch equipment in the amount of $725,913.28 and to lease over a term ending no later than August of 2021 and to obtain the equipment under the governmental and proprietary procurement sections of Palmer Municipal Code 3.21.230. So, do we have a motion on the floor?
We do not have a pending motion on the floor.
We just had the motion to postpone. Okay.
Yes.
So, does the council want to hear a staff report, or do you want to do a motion first, or what is the wishes of the council?
It's a staff report.
Oh, okay. Sir, would you go ahead then, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So, the original meeting was discussion of whether we would enter into a lease purchase spread over 4 years or potentially buy it outright. We postponed it pending a grant that we had outstanding that looked like it would be approved. We did receive a grant in the amount of $125,000 that was approved and appropriated by the council, I believe, either last meeting or the meeting before, so that would be applied towards this. It was that grant was for radio specific. We confirmed with Motorola that the offer has been extended at the same price and lease terms. However, with the additional funding, the council approved $100,000 for capital towards radios in the 2017 budget, plus the $25,000 in our narcotics grant program. So the city already had set aside $125,000. We had the discussion last year during capital. Our estimate was that radios would be $250,000, and that was based on Fairbanks' purchase of 10 radios divided by 10. Turns out that that's not how the math works. The first radios cost more, and the more you get, the cost goes down because programming is bulk of that cost. So once they program one, it's easier to program two or three. So the last meeting, the radios actually would cost us $522,000 and a little bit of change. They offered a computer-aided dispatch for $153,000. On page 174 of the packet, that shows the breakdown of our expenditures, potential funding, and the balance from year to year that was requested. The figures don't necessarily match the 712 versus the 725 because I calculated in the additional down payment, which would make our amount to finance less. So the finance charges go down over time. We need to confirm that with Motorola, but they did state early payoff in their terms was not penalized. So if we do pursue this over the course of 5 years from 17 to 21, there's additional funding coming our way, E911 rebate from the borough. And we will receive those funds sometime between now and January, and that has to be used for dispatch equipment. So that would be could be applied to this, which would bring our potential funding for 2018 down. Each payment each year by the agreement would be $150,228, so that $69,000 would offset that $150,000 from the city. Then 2018, 2019, and then final payment in 2021 would be $12,000. That's if we choose to do the lease purchase option. If we want to finance, if we want to pay it all off at once and just outright purchase it, the purchase price is $550,654. I'm sorry, $675,654. So that would be there'd be no finance fees involved in that. It would be a straight up purchase. We can purchase through sole source by our code, and the grant also we received approval from the grant authority that we could pursue sole source purchasing as well. So and the reason for that is Motorola is basically what we have. And to switch out Motorola, which would cause additional cost burdens. And Motorola is, Procom is a sole source in Alaska. So that was how that's why this comes through Procom. It does incur costs in the future of about $150,000 for the next couple of years. So that would be something that we would have to figure into future. The contract also has the portion that it's subject to appropriation because it's a lease purchase. If we don't pay, the equipment gets sent back. So it's a give and take. But in my mind, if we're going to continue to operate dispatch for 2, 3, 5, 10 years, it's the radios we have to do. Regardless of where we go with dispatch, the additional funding for the CAD system, the computer aided dispatch, it's a great price because it's a package deal. It does set us up for the future with next gen, and what next gen will allow us to do is, as things progress in Alaska, is to receive E91 via text or cell phone. So that's the future. This doesn't include that, but it sets us up for the future. We had the earlier discussion about what CAD system does and how it is different from our current system. So again, the radio purchase, I don't. Unless we're going to operate completely to ourselves, it's something we'll need to do. It looks like the state and the rest of the Almar system will complete their conversion by mid-year next year. Fairbanks and MATCOM are basically the last two in the state besides us to convert, and both of those are well on their way. And so we'll be the last ones to not participate in Almar if we don't purchase the radios. So that's kind of the situation we're in with radios. And again, the CAD, it's something that would be good to do. Could we do without it? We could continue to use our system that we've got, but that doesn't set us up for the future. So that's kind of a nut roll of the staff report, unless there's other questions.
Okay. Yes. And the budget that was presented by your office to the council, did that already accrue this payment into that, or is that something, if this gets approved tonight, that we're going to have a update to the budget?
This was included in the five-year CIP for as a capital cost each year. So it's proposed in the capital budget for future years as we look at the five-year plan. That this is our this is built into that. It's not in the operations budget. So.
Yes, on the 9/11 rebate, how often do we get that? And how is that determined? Does the assembly make that call or what, please?
There's a board that's the E911 board that prepares the budget for that for E911. Basically, it pays for portions of the. We received $90,000 a year for the last several years. Actually, received $180,000, $90,000 for the city, then $90,000 for the borough for the borough dispatch portion, and then Wasilla received $90,000. As far as I know, this is the first rebate that's been given. When they did their calculations, there was money left over in their operations budget, so this was split between the two cities. It's not something normal. It's pending, just like the service areas, it still requires borough approval, but there's no reason at this point that this wouldn't be approved. There's also additional, because of the way the dispatch is being handled now, there's potential for dispatch centers to request capital support through that same board, and we'll pursue that as well.
Okay. And what's their history been regarding people that have made requests to them? How open to that are they?
There's been none in the past because that funding has been set aside for the borough dispatch, which was never spent.
Okay.
So with the contract and the fulfillment of that contract, and how they're going to pay that contract, it's pretty much set for the next 5 years based on that contract. So there's as E911 funds come in, they either need to, just like any other enterprise fund. You get to a point where you either lower fees or you make the outlays for capital items to improve your system, and that's pretty much the point they are, that they either need to start investing in capital or reduce their fees. So it's, again, I don't think they're going to reduce their fees anytime soon just because there's potential cost increase with the contract they have. There's requests from our dispatch center that will be pending. The first opportunity is going to be the next E911 because they just E911 board because it's something new. So there's no guarantee we'll get any additional funding, but we've got a good process or we've got a good system to request additional funding for.
Okay.
But it's not guaranteed. It's just it's something new, so it's out there.
Okay. So right now the 100,000, the 25,000, and the 125,000 grant that we just got, those are already sort of in concrete, right? That's there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The 63,000 or 69,000, I signed a memo agreeing to accept it, pending the borough assembly, and then once that happens, then we'll just bring it to the council for accepting an appropriation.
Right. Yeah. So it has to. And you said an identical amounts going to Wasilla.
That's correct.
69. So okay, good. Further questions or
I just
comments?
Have one quick question,
yes,
Your Honor, and that is, I know you said it, but I just want to hear it again. And the borough is not going to give us any money for acting as a secondary to the Wasilla. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. We are not a backup dispatch at this point in time. We are a secondary call-taking center. So if there's an overload of phone calls, the phone won't continue to ring at MATCOM. It'll ring here, we'll answer it, and then forward it back to MATCOM. That's all we're doing at this point. And in exchange for that, they're providing MATCOM, the borough is providing the E911 network, E911 phone lines, and then the PSAP controller or secondary controller to operate that. So we are a separate dispatch in the borough, much like MATCOM is a separate dispatch. And the borough collects 911 fees, handset fees, from all citizens in the borough supposed to support both dispatch centers. So there's been discussion at the board that, okay, the caller handset fees need to be distributed in some fashion so that Palmer Dispatch receives a portion to maintain dispatch for Palmer, because Palmer citizens are paying for their service in the city. And then, of course, the function outside the city is funded by those other ones. So how that gets distributed is still up for discussion, but the discussion is happening, and it's not being fought, from what I can tell, to any significant degree, because both dispatch centers should be funded through that piece. The trick is that E911 handset funds are for call taking, not necessarily dispatching. So anything that revolves around call taking is what those funds are dedicated for. So that we do call taking. Dispatch is responsible to the city.
Okay, I have another question.
Sure.
So if either dispatch has a kind of a, well, I'll just call it a catastrophic failure, because I don't know a better word, does the other one have the capabilities of taking over their calls? For instance, Palmer goes down. Does Wasilla have the capabilities of our calls going to them and being able to dispatch our people? And is that a consideration in this relationship?
In the past, it was built into the system. Currently, we can do that still with some work. We are working with Wasilla to allow them to have their computers connected to the network, sitting in our facility in a cold status in case they need to come over. Because if their center is destroyed or fails because of whatever, they could come over with their people to dispatch out of our building. But that is not something that we're providing, is other than space in the building, and that's still being worked as they upgrade their systems. It becomes something more than that, then we would have a discussion on what potential fees that would incur. But right now, they're providing the network into the building and all the related network that goes with that, so it's not a cost to the city at this point. And they answer our calls. It would be just a matter of not transferring them over, and they could, with some coordination, dispatch our assets.
Okay, my last question. Constable Nance.
Good question.
So the radios, they're not really unique to the dispatch center. They're basically unique to the police department. If we're going to have a police department, we need the radios, regardless of whether we have a dispatch center. True or false?
We would need radios. And they are in the dispatch center, because that's where the calls go to. If something is done differently with dispatch, the radio piece would most likely have to transfer with that, or that would be a cost that we'd have to incur, because the radios are what the dispatchers use to contact and control our assets.
Okay, but I don't know if you answered my question. Are the radios more a function of the cops? Are the police? Or are they a function of the dispatch?
Again,
you're going to need radios regardless, right?
Correct.
If you have a police force, you need radios.
Correct. Now, where the police force is controlled from is where the consoles go. So if our police force is controlled by some other entity, those consoles will be there. So we, depending on if we explore this, something with our dispatch going away, that would be part of the exploration, is, okay, what do we contract? What do we provide? What do they provide? So everything that isn't, I mean, everything comes with a cost. So we would either have to pay for it now, and if we do something different in the future, it goes with it, or we incur that cost as part of doing business with whoever takes over. So it's the consoles are required to control the assets, which are our police and fire. When we separate dispatch, potentially and most likely, yes, those consoles would go somewhere else, or somebody has consoles that would be compatible with our systems. So
dispatch. Subset of that last question. Yeah. Then okay. So if Wasilla dispatches our police to Wasilla dispatches our police, or anybody dispatches our police, they would each need a separate radio. Each organization would need a separate radio, correct?
Depending on the number of assets they're currently controlling, they may or may not need another console. Because we're only dispatching our assets now, we only needed two consoles. Had we been working dispatching the borough, we would have needed six consoles. So again, it depends on the number of assets that you're that can be handled and talked to all at once. So that's, I guess, again, back to separating dispatch from police, it's one organization, and looks like the chief wants to make a comment.
I don't think there's any objection to having the chief of police come.
Okay.
You got your answer? Okay. You're satisfied? Okay. All right. Further questions or comments from, yes, Deputy Mayor?
So Madam Mayor, back to the spreadsheet that we have at the end. We agree to this tonight. We're going to be pulling $81,194 out of this last year's budget, correct? Or is that for this next year?
That's for next. So this year we've already set aside $125,000 plus the grant.
Yep.
As we're going in, we're building 2018 budget. I've programmed I programmed the full amount for 2018. However, that would be offset by this rebate when it comes in, so mm-hmm. we'd only need to budget for capital this year $81,000.
Mm-hmm.
If that rebate doesn't come in, which I don't know why it wouldn't, then it would be $150,000.
And we'll know on that E911 rebate at what time, or is there even a set time?
I don't know that there's a set time for the assembly. I'll have to see what they've got for their agenda.
Okay, because what I would assume is if we don't get it before the end of our budget cycle, we'll want to go ahead and add that amount in there in case it doesn't come out.
That's correct. I would, again, if the council approves tonight the purchase of this, going forward with our budget, I would recommend leaving what we have, what I proposed in the capital budget, and as a placeholder. I mean, if this falls through, then we've still already budgeted for the $150,000 payment. And then we can, as we accept the money from the borough, then we can adjust back the capital outlay. Or we just don't expend it, and then it's, if we budget $150,000 and we only spend $81,000, then there's $75,000 for the next year, and we have to budget, and so it's rolling.
Further questions or comments or any amendments to the motion? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, big expenditure for the city of Palmer. Big commitment, I think, just in general, philosophically, towards the dispatch. It makes me feel better that, you know, a good part of this, the radios, regardless of what organization would dispatch, is probably something the city of Palmer needs. And so really all we're talking about as far as additional needs is the $153,000 for a CAD system if we were to pursue dispatch. So that kind of gives me a lot more assurance that if for some reason, and I don't foresee that, because you know we made a commitment to having a dispatch center because we believe that we could probably do it more economically than a competitor could, plus we'd have more reliability in our own people doing it. And so we made that commitment, and I think that, you know, I think that that's good. The only thing that concerns me is the price tag has went from $660 to $990. That's what concerns me. And I just want you to make sure that you are taking care of us financially, because that's a lot of money. And so I feel better about this, and I'm going to support this the way it is tonight so that we can move down this path and keep going.
Okay. What is the wishes of the council regarding resolution 17-023?
Move to approve.
Okay. It's been moved by, was that you, Councilman Fuller? Councilman Fuller, and seconded by Deputy Mayor Best to approve resolution 17-023. Is there further discussion, comments, amendments by the council?
Just clarification, Madam Mayor.
Yes.
This is for the radios and the computer-aided dispatch as the resolution states.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. All right, Madam Clerk, would you go ahead and take the roll then?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
Okay. Now, for those in the audience that weren't here earlier, we had had a motion regarding item number 9 under Action Memorandums, Action Memorandum 17-077. We had a motion and a second, but then we moved that to J2, which we will take up at this time. So the motion on the floor is to adopt Action Memorandum number 17-077, approving the cancellation of the November 14, 2017 regular council meeting. Further discussion on that motion? Any amendments, comments from the council? Okay, Madam Clerk, would you take the roll for the vote, please?
Councilmember Pete LaFrance?
Yes.
Councilmember Brad Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember David Fuller?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabrina Combs?
Yes.
Councilmember Steve Carrington?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Richard Best?
Yes.
Mayor Edna DeVries?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a comment about the CAD and radio purchase. When we had the discussions back in August, the attorney had concerns for us to watch, and we'll continue to follow up with those. It was the tax exempt portion for the financing, and then some language in the contract. So that hasn't been forgotten. We'll carry through with that.
Okay, good. Thank you, sir. Okay, Madam Clerk, a record of the items placed on the table.
I don't have any items placed on the table for tonight's regular meeting.
Okay, thank you. Audience participation is now open. Anyone can come forth and address the council for 3 minutes if you're representing yourself, or 5 minutes if you are representing a group. So please come forth and turn on the mic and sign in, please.
My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. I live in the Madison Valley. Follow the public process. The public process is done appropriately. Decision made by the governing body. It's more like in the public interest. Tonight there was a joint meeting with the Borough Assembly and the Planning Commission. Also, they certified the election part that wasn't certified the previous week concerning Mayfield and Tews. But there was also a presentation on implications of being designated an air quality non-attainment district. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle made a presentation of approximately 42 minutes, which was quite informative. And I wish there were a lot of people there, but as I reported to you, some who were not elected at the time, more than 2 years ago, that the situation is that public shouldn't have to choose to go to a borough meeting and a city council meeting. The end result is the community is split, and split in situations of issues like designating an air quality non-attainment district, a very important issue. It was quite informative, and I wish you were there. But I also couldn't help but notice, and I don't know if the mayor of the other community realized, who was in the audience myself, when he made a statement of how to not comply with the Open Meetings Act and have a certain type of meeting without advising the mayor and the assembly, which I found astounding. Because on issues as important as air quality, you want to have the public engaged with government and at a public meeting and have a proper connection. And to have this division of putting the public somewhere else and have a so-called work around the Open Meetings Act and do it without the public there, that's not going to resolve the issues that are facing the community, whether it's dealing with how to balance the budget or how to deal with an air quality issue that is a real serious problem in our community. And 41 seconds left, but I think I'll leave with that, and thank you very much. I do like to say some other things, but I'm going to withhold my comments at this time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council on any item? Seeing no one, I will close audience participation. The next item is council member comments. Councilman Carrington.
I'd just like to note, I'm pretty sure my little brother attended Mrs. Russell's class when they first opened Sherritt, but that's quite the achievement of 51 years and retiring. Well, we will have to come up with something good for that.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, my oldest sister had Mrs. Russell, and there were seven of us kids, and the three older than me all had her, and I remember being disappointed when I didn't. So there we go. It's good to see her have such a long, illustrious career. Backcountry ski season has started up at Hatcher Pass, and those avalanche signs that the avalanche group put up to test your beacons are now up at Hatcher Pass and hanging. So that's good progress from that group. And finally, I got out of work a little bit early today, and so I took my son to the library, and I hadn't been there in a number of months. And it was just such a bustling center of the community at the time when I was there. It was wonderful to see, and it was wonderful to see that this council's commitment to that public service, at least this afternoon, really seemed to be paying off.
Deputy Mayor Best.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. A little bit of a personal announcement here. 50 years ago, this next Saturday, will be the celebration of my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. 1967, they were two young kids that had left California to come up to Alaska. They ended up getting married down in Kenai and started their family there. So I'd like to wish them a happy anniversary.
Please pass along our congratulations to them also. I'm sure you'll be down there. And so,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Councilman Hansen.
Yeah, just quickly. I think it would be appropriate to give Mrs. Russell something. All my kids had her and loved her. And
you must have too, didn't you?
Almost. Oh. Anyways, but I think something would be appropriate. So
yeah, I'm
open. Thinking maybe a parachute jump at the air.
A skydiver thing.
I'd like to echo the same with the Miss Russell. I think that'd be outstanding. We could do something pretty monumental. 51 years, this says a lot, and I think we should take it beyond Palmer and Matsu and see if we can't get that recognized somehow. And other than that, that's it. Oh, congratulations to your mom and dad.
Okay, with that, I will. Oh, I'm sorry. All evening I've been telling you to give a shout out, and then I cut you off. So, Councilman Combs, do you have comments?
I just want to say thank you to the council for putting up with roll call votes tonight to accommodate my calling in. So, thank you.
Okay, and with that, I will adjourn our regular meeting.